Memtesamad Aleph, 12 lines down. Last word in line is Rav. Rav Kahana Yoiv Leizuza Kisne. Rav Kahana was once given money for some kisne, either cotton or linen. Lesoif Iker Kisne. Before he provided the purchaser with the commodity, the price per unit of kisne actually went way up. Asalakame de Rav, and I put a diamond around Rav's name. Diamond indicates a new case, about 9 lines, 8 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Mina, the next word is Hahu. I put a diamond around that Hahu. And then if you flip the Umud onto the last of the narrow lines in the middle of that line, there's another Hahu, and that gets a diamond. So we'll have a number of cases. Here's our case. The case came before Rav. Amarle, and Rav said to him, now remember, Rav is the one yesterday who had said when somebody gives a down payment, whatever percentage of down payment is of the total amount that has to be paid, that's the percentage of the product that they've acquired. And that's what Rav says here. He says, "B'mai denakizuzi havluhu." Let's say, I don't know, it was like $100 total. He gave you $50. So give him $50 worth. V'idach, and the rest, dvarim ninhu v'dvarim ein b'hem yishu mechil sari amana. It's merely, you know, verbiage, words. It was nothing that was like actually firmly agreed upon. And when it comes to words, ein b'hem mechil sari amana, you don't have to worry about being considered lacking in trustworthiness. De itmar, here is the situation. When it comes to dvarim, one who doesn't keep their word, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we have machlokas. Rav, why circle damar? It's better to keep your word, but if you just say something and there was no like actual like formal kinyan to that effect, ein behem yishum echusari amana. Somebody who doesn't say keep that word is not considered untrustworthy. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, who we circle damar, no, yesh behem yishum echusari amana. Person like that, you'll consider untrustworthy. Meisve, put a triangle on this Meisve. It's a Tanaic source. This is going to be a question. And 3 lines later, third word on the line is also a Meisve. We put a triangle around that. So here's this Tanaic source. Goes for about 2 lines and starts here. It's going to be a question. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Ma Talmud Laimar. Why, when the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Tes, is listing off different weights that you have to make sure you have an honest weight, why does it say Hin Tzedek? You have to have an honest, let's say, ounce weight. Valoi hin bichaleifa haya. It already told me if I have pound weights, they also have to be precise and honest. Why do you have to tell me my half a pound weight has to be, or my ounce weight has to be? That's obvious. Ela loymer lach. Rather, it's to tell you more on a drusha level that shehe hein shalchat tzedek velav shalchat tzedek. Hein could also mean yes, like when you say to somebody, yep, I'm going to do it, that means you're going to do it. And when you say no, it means no. In other words, your words should be what you say is what you end up doing. Now, that would be a question on Rav, who says that, you know, you don't keep your word. That's not untrustworthy. Here it seems like it is. Well, Abaye explains differently, that what's going on in the Brisa is not that if you say yes, it should be yes, no should be no, but rather Amar Abayahu Shlo Yidaber Echad Bepev Echad Belev. It's not that you changed your mind, it's that even at the time you said what you said, you didn't really intend it. It's like you said yes and you're thinking to yourself no, or you said no and you're thinking to yourself yes. That's where it's a problem. Okay, Meisve, we try another Tanaic source. And it starts here, goes for about 3 lines. Reb Shimon Oimer, Afal Pisha Amru, even though they said, let's say I am paying $100 for somebody's jacket. So even though we know the halacha is that Meshichas Talis, that if I take the talis, I draw the talis towards myself, Kaina Dinar Zahav, then the other person has acquired the money. In other words, the deal is done. And on the other hand, the Ein Meshichas Dinar Zav Koine Talis, if I give him first the $100 bill, that does not acquire the jacket. In other words, either of us can back out, technically. Mikol Makayim Ka Halacha, that is the law. Aval Amru, however, the rabbis have said, Misha Parmi Anche Dora Mabu, Me Anche Dora Flago, Hu Asili Parmi Shena Oimed Bidi Burai. the Lord up in heaven, who exacted retribution from the generation of the flood, from the generation of the dispersion. He will in the future exact retribution from one who doesn't keep his word. That sounds very much like you gotta keep your word. If you say something, you gotta go ahead with it. That's the end of the Tanaic source, and the Gemara pretty clearly understands that, yeah, that is the case. However, there is another Tanaic opinion on the matter. Tanoi, he is a machlokas. Tanoi, ditznan. Here we have the other Tanaic opinion. In the Tanaic source, it goes for about 4.5 lines, and it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya. He's the other Tana. So let's see what he says. Says this Tanaic source, a Mishnah from later on in the Perek. Maisa, later on in the Masecht, excuse me. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, I underline his name, Sha'amar lebenoi. He said to his son, he needed some workers. He tells his kid, hey, junior, schor lanu poyalin, go hire some workers for us. So what happened? Halach, the son went, upasak lan mezainas, and he agreed with them that they would be provided food services when they came to work. Kama ukshabayis alaviv, when I guess they came to work to his father, Amar loy, he said to his son, really, that's what you agreed upon? Well, you know, we'd never be able to fulfill that agreement. Afilu ata isalem, even if you were to provide for them kesuda shleima bishatoi, a meal fit for King Solomon in the height of his reign, lo yatsi de chayvaskleimaim, you would not have fulfilled your obligation. Shehein, those workers, they're Jews. Shehein b'nei Avram is a viakliv. Ella, you know what? Before they start working, ad shel yatchilu b'malacha, save emor lehem, I want you, junior, to go back and to tell them, amanah shein lecham alay, ala pas v'kitnis bilvad. Make it, like, clear that the meal that they're getting is some pita and some refried beans or something like that, but it has to be clarified what they're getting for their meal. That's the end of the Tanaic source. Now, if you want to say that if somebody says something, if those are words, that's what they say, they got to keep to them, and if they don't, they're not trustworthy. Hechi amarle, how could he tell his kid, zil hadarbach, go and, back out of that part of the deal? So the Gemara explains that, no, what's going on there is different. Shiny hasam, why? Because when you have a bunch of workers, they weren't hired by the boss, they're hired by the boss's kid. You know what they're figuring? The polim gufayu, the workers themselves, lo yisamcha datayu. They didn't rely on what the kid had said, that would actually happen. My taima. Why is that? Because they realize the food service is not being provided by the son. They're going to be provided by the father. Meidei yodi, they know, dalavu asamach, that they're relying on the father to give him the lunch. Well, if that was the case, then ihachi, afilu yitchilu b'malachanami. Then why did he have to back out of the meal arrangements before they even started the work, even if they started the work? Like, they know the kid was the one who told them, and they're not necessarily relying on that. Well, no. It's different. Once they start the job, yitchilu b'malacha, they assume then, vadai samcha datayu, they're definitely going to get that super-duper fancy meal. Amru, why? Because they figure once they start the job, meimar amar, kamei davua v'nichale. It must be that even though the kid was under promise to us, if we're already starting the work, the kid consulted with his father and told his father that that was the arrangement, and the father must have agreed. Semicolon. We go back to something that Rabbi Yochanan had said on the second of the widest lines. We had said that dvarim, a person doesn't keep his word. Rabbi Yochanan said that, oh, that's considered lack of trustworthiness. Umi am Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Could Rabbi Yochanan really have said that? Veha amar, we have another Rabbi Yochanan that seems to indicate otherwise. This one is Veha amar Rabba Barachana amar, underline his name, Rabbi Yochanan. The following case, Ha'imer l'chaveroi. A person, he says to his friend Bob, hey Bob, matana ani noisen lach, I got a gift I'm going to give you. Yochol lachzor boy? You might think that maybe he could back out? Well, one second. Yochol, you might think? Pshita. Like, why can't he back out? Didn't do anything, just said he had a gift. Ella mutter lachzor boy. What we're saying is that he's not that he's able to, but rather he's allowed to. Okay. So I thought Rabbi Yochanan told us on the second, third wide line up above that he'd be considered untrustworthy. And here he's saying it's permissible to back out. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa explains, Umayde Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would agree b'matana mu'etas. It sort of depends on how significant this matana is. Matana mu'etas samcha datayu. If it's not something that's so significant, and a person promises it to Bob, so Bob is basically assuming he's going to get it. He's relying on it, and that's where he has to follow through. As opposed to where it's something like really significant, a brand new car. Okay, fine. If I get it, I get it. If not, not. Halkanam mistabra, that we make this distinction between a small item and a large, valuable item. I dot underline the halkanam mistabra. I think majority of the time, halkanam mistabras get rejected. So let's see if this one stands or gets rejected. Halkanam mistabra, it also logically kind of makes sense to say that. Damar Rabbi Yavo Amar, here it is again, underline his name, Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say you have a Yisrael. Yisrael's got a field. From that which the field produces, he gives 2% to the Kohen, that's Truma, gives 10% to the Levi, that's called Maiser Rishain. So Yisrael Shamar, he says to Ben Levi, he says to Bob Levi or Jim Levi, Kor Maiser Yesh Lecha Biyadi, a ton of Maiser, let's say Maiser Rishain wheat, do you have in my possession? In other words, I'm going to give it to you. Ben Levi, now the Ben Levi hearing that is allowed, let's say he's got 9 other tons of that same produce, he's allowed to Rashai La'asayisei Trumas Meiser Al Makay Macher, to declare that this fellow's stuff, his ton that he's been told is going to be given to him, will be the Trumas Meiser, the 10%, and whenever the Levi gets his Meiser Rishon, he has to turn around and give 10% of that to the Kohen, so he's declaring that this ton is going to be the Meiser for 9 other tons that he has. Now, E, Amris Bishop, I squiggle underline the word E, and on the 4th and 5th words of the next line, I squiggle underline the Eli. E, Amris Bishop, if you want to say like Rabbi Yochanan, Loi, Matzi lemahader bay, that when somebody gives someone else, tells them they're going to give them a gift that you can't back out, well, mishum hachi rashai. Then, of course, that's why it would be allowed, because he can rely on the fact that if the fellow said that's what he's going to do, and Jews don't lie, sheris Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lidabru kazav, that it's basically as good as his. Ela e amris. If you want to say, though, matzi lemahader bay, that the giver can back out, Amai Rashai, why in the world would he be able to use that which he was promised to cover 9 other tons of Meiser Rishon for the Trumas Meiser Ishtachach? It'll turn out, possibly retroactively, to Ka'achal Tavalim, that he was eating not fully tithed, the Levi that was not fully tithed food. Well, explains the Gemara, now this is going to be an attempt to reject the Hachanam Mistabra. Hachla Mayaskinan, what's the case over here? Well, you know what happened? The Levi actually already physically took possession of the stuff. The Levi took the Meiser Rishon from this person. However, I guess shortly afterwards, he realized he doesn't have a place to store it. And the Levi said, hey, you know what, my good buddy old friend? Now that I took the stuff, can I actually just like leave it in like here with you? Oh, well, one second, if that's the case, that he actually physically took it, but like he turned right around and deposited it to hold on to it with the guy who just gave it to him, Ihachi, Eima Seifa. Now, how are you going to explain the Seifa? The Seifa of that was Nosnoi Lebein Levi Acher. If the field owner gave the ton of Maiserisha to a different Levi, Ein Lo Yalav Elatar Umais. The first Levi has no claim against him. He basically can have complaints, but nothing more than that. Now, one second, if you're telling me that this stuff was given to Levi Rishon, he actually like physically put in his possession, and then it was redeposited by the giver, am I ein leilav el taroimis? Why in the world would Levi number one only have complaints? He already took possession of it. Kevin Demashre, Mamaynes legabe. The field owner was giving away somebody else's stuff to another Levi. Ella, the Gemara says, actually, no. This is not going to be a good rejection of the Hachanam Mistabra. In other words, the Hachanam Mistabra might actually stand. Ella lav shmamina bideloi nadlu. It must be where he didn't yet take it. Shmamina, that indeed that is the case. Hahu gavra, this is the next case that we have in there in the Gemara. I put a diamond around the word ahu. There was a guy, the Yayuzuzi Ashumshmi. He gave money for some sesame. Lasoif Iker Shumshmi, before he took possession of the sesame, the value per unit of sesame went up. Hadru Behu, and they backed out. The Amru lay, and they said to him, sorry, Charlie, Leislan Shum Shumi Shkozuzeh. We don't have any sesame. Take your money back. Lo Shakal Zuzeh, and this fellow refused to take his money back. Well, you'll never guess what happened. Ignoiv, that money shortly afterwards was stolen. Usulakame, de Rava, underline Rava's name. The case came before Rava. Amar Le, and Rava said to the guy, listen, Kevan de Amrilach, since, like they told you, Shkol Zuzeh, take your money back. Veloy Shaklis, and you didn't take your money back. Loy mi baya. Like, I don't even have to tell you that the sellers, Shomer Sachar de Lehavi, that they're not considered paid watch people over your money. Elafilu Shomer Chinam Nami Lehavi. They're not even people who are watching it for free. They have, like, no liability. You should have taken your cash back. Amrulei Rabbanan L'Rava. The Rabbanan say to Rava, 1 second. Okay, that's all fine, but aren't people who back out supposed to get a Misha Parah? V'habay l'kibuli alei Misha Parah? Amrulehu, says Rava. Yeah, Hachinami. That's right. They'll get a Misha Parah. At the same time, they might get a Misha Parah, but this fellow is not entitled to any compensation for his cash, which the sellers told him, take your cash back, period. Amar Rav Papi. Now, Rav Papi has a tradition of a different way that story played out. Says Rav Papi, Amar li Ravina, he circled Ravina. Rav Papi says Ravina told him, Lididi Amar li, I heard personally that case with the sesame from someone else, it was a totally different case. Lididi Amar li, Ahumi Rabbanan, one of the rabbis of Rav Tavu Shmei, his name was Rav Tavus. But Amar li la, there are those who say it was Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Shmei, I underline Shmuel Bar Zutra. Okay, this is like version 2 of the story of what happened. Di havu yavi le kol chalala. If you were to like offer him all of the riches and the wealth of the alma of the world, lo yavi kamishan bidibure, there's no way in the world he would go back on something that he said. Bididi havi uvda, so that's a nice introduction to hear the second version and maybe give a little bit of validity to it. Bididi havi uvda, once happened with me. Hahu yuma. It was on a particular day. What day was it? Apanya Demali Shabsa Have. It was very late in the afternoon on Friday, Erev Shabbos. V'Havi Yasivna and I was sitting. V'Asa Ugavrin, some guy came along. And I was sitting on in my couch. And he came along. V'Kaya Bava, he was there by the door. Amarli, and he said to me, hey, Islach Shum Shumi Lezuni, do you have any sesame for sale? Amri Lay, and I said to him, lo. I said, sorry, buddy, I don't have any sesame for sale. Amar Lee, and he said to me, well, lahavehan achzuzi bepikadun gabach dahachashchali. Well, listen, I have, I don't know, had a briefcase of $1,000 of cash. Let this money be with you as a deposit, because it's getting really dark. And, you know, what do you do with money on Erev Shabbos? If it's getting really dark, you got to do something with it. Amri Lay, so he continues, says, well, I said to him, ha besa kamach, oisvinu bevesa. I'm not doing anything, here's the house, and you can put it in the house. The ignoiv, and you'll never guess what, yet indeed that money was stolen. Now, the case came, aslakame de Rava, amarle, and he said to him, well, kol ha besa, he didn't say, I'll take responsibility, he didn't say any of that, he just said, here's the house, kol any case of ha besa kamach, here's the house, lo mi baya, we don't even have to tell you, Shomer Sachar de Lehavi, that the house owner is not considered a paid watchman. He's basically saying, listen, I got nothing to do with it. You want to put in the house, put in the house, but I'm not taking any responsibility. Okay, now, Ravina continues his story. Amri lay, so I said to him, well, v'ha amru le rabban le rava, ibay l'chikbuli ala mishapara. Like, didn't that happen, that the rabbi said to Rava, well, you know, we should get a mishapara, and where's there be like no Misha Parah needed in this story? Amarli, and he said to me, you know what? That's total bubba mises. Lo hayudvar ma'ilam. That was never part of the story. Okay. The Mishnah said, this is the Mishnah back almost a week ago on Mem Dalad, the first Mishnah in the Perek. Rav Shimon Emir Kol Shekas B'yada Yada Ala Liyoina. That was Rav Shimon's opinion that whichever party has the cash, we have a buyer who's got the cash and a seller who's got the merchandise. When the buyer gives the cash to the seller actually has the upper hand, meaning if he wants, he can just give the cash back. If he wants to give the merchandise, he can give the cash back. Tanya, we have a price that goes exactly 3 lines and starts here. I'm Reb Shimon. I box Reb Shimon's name. Amosai, when is that? That the person who received the money can give it back to the potential purchaser? That's bismancha keshev aperis biyad meicher. Okay, so you have a guy who's got a pound of apples, and somebody paid him $5 for a pound of the apples. If he wants to give back the $5, aval keshev biyad meicher, I underline the meicher, if the money is in the possession of the seller, the peros biyad lokeach, and the produce is, and I underline the lokeach, in the possession of the purchaser, eino yochol lachzor boy, the mocher cannot back out, mipnei shekasbay biyadoy. That's because the money is in his hand. Sounds like the lokeach already got his money. Now, one second. Biyadoy? Why would it be in his possession, asks the Gemara. Biyad meicher hu. The meicher is the one who has the money. Ella, rather, what we mean to say over here, these last few words of mipnei shekasbay biyadoy means ella mipnei shedemei kasbay biyadoy. That which was, the money was paid for, is in his possession. In other words, lokeach has the fruit. Well, the Gemara says in pshita. Yeah, I mean, like, the sale's done. The seller got his cash, the purchaser got his item. That's, like, obvious. Well, Amarava, not so obvious, because Hachamayaskin, and what's the case over here? Really, there was no Mashiach. The guy who's supposed to get the payros didn't get the payros. Kagain, what happened? This is a very interesting case. Shehaisa Aliyah Shaloikeach. Let's say I'm the purchaser, and there's somebody who's a seller. So the aliyah of the lokeach, of the purchaser, which is me, you'll never guess what my second story unit is doing. It's actually, I have it rented out to the meicher. Is muskeres biad meicher. So, I don't know, some guy's renting my attic, and he's got 10 pounds of apples up there, and that is the case. Okay. Now, why is it that we're going to say the deal is done, even though I never did Mashiach? He has 10 pounds of apples up in my attic. I never did a Mashiach, and the attic's not mine because he's got it rented out to him, so it's basically like his, but it's already upstairs. Oh, now, what's the reason? Time am I takin rabban a Mashiach? Why in the first place did the rabbis institute that if it's 10 pounds of apples, the person who's getting the apples has to actually take the apples? We know that. We've seen this a few times already. Gzeira of a concern, Shema Yomer Loi, that the seller might say to the purchaser, purchaser paid the money. The seller will say a week later, oh, I'm so sorry, Nisfru Chitecha Baliyah, one of my storage areas burned down and your produce burned down there. I'm terribly sorry. Hacha, however, here, interesting case. The purchaser, where is the commodity he purchased? In his own attic. Birushuse delay keach ninu. And therefore, there's no concern of this. Enafla deleka ba'inis, if some sort of fire happens that's not his fault, well, it's his attic. It's the lokeach's attic. Ihu tarchu maisila. The lokeach will make an effort and put out the fire and bring the stuff before it gets destroyed. One final case, I put a diamond around this. Hahu gavra de'iv zuziyah chamra. There was a fellow who gave money for some wine. He didn't yet collect the wine. He heard, though, through the grapevine, l'soif shama de'kaboy le'mintseve de'be parzak rufila, that it was going to all be seized, this wine, by Parzak, the local warlord, landlord, evil Gentile. Basically, he was concerned his wine would be seized. Amar, so the purchaser goes back to the seller. Amar Lei says, Havli Zuzi Loibu Inacham. You know what? I want my money back. I'm not interested in wine. And the guy said, no, you already paid. Also, the Kami Rav Chista. So the case came to Rav Chista. Amar Lei and Rav Chista said, yep, he can get his money back. Kederach, just like Shetiknu Mashiach of Amaychrin. If you're selling something and you've taken just the cash money, you technically are allowed to return the cash money to the potential purchaser. In other words, the mocher can back out if all that's been done is money's been paid. Kachtakinu Mashiach of Alekuchos. Same thing. If all that's done is money's been paid, not only can the seller back out, but even the potential buyer can back out and say, yes, I'd like my money back. Adkan.